Our summer reader this week is Brigadier General William Grimsley. He's the Deputy Commanding General of the 4th Infantry based in Fort Hood, Texas. Welcome to the program, General Grimsley.
Thanks very much, Lance. Great to be here.
What are you reading now?
Well, I'm one of these people who starts a couple books at a time. So the first is sort of job-related. It's a physiological, psychological study book called On Combat, written by a guy named Dave Grossman, who's a retired Army behavioral scientist by now vocation, profession. And it's mostly talking about how we prepare for the rigors of combat, especially for our soldiers, and then all of the things we deal with.
So it's helping you in the training of your soldiers.
It potentially, at least, helps us identify predictively how a particular person might react and how we can adjust ourselves according to it under the stresses of combat.
Do you have a lot of time to read?
I try and make time every day to read a little bit if I can. But even on deployment, I take books. And so if I get a few minutes just to completely divert my mind from everything else. Even in Iraq last time, I found I had time to read.
You were in Iraq?
I was there 03, 04 time frame.
What are you reading that's not work-related?
Well, it was given to me as a gift. It's called The Union in 1812, The Americans Who Fought the Second War of Independence, written by an author, A.J. Languth. And it takes the known leaders of the fledgling United States, both in the Articles of Confederation era all the way through the Constitution, and then through the first series of presidential administrations, and talks about the challenges faced by the young republic into and subsequent to the War of 1812.
What do you want to read next?
Well, I have two books I'm sure you're familiar with Bernard Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
One entitled What Went Wrong? The Clash Between Islam and Modernity in the Middle East. And the other is The Crisis of Islam, Holy War and Unholy Terror. And those I'm both very interested in because I've spent a lot of time in the Middle East and will again. And the other is a history piece. It's by David Fromkin. And it's called A Peace to End All Peace, The Fall of the Ottoman Empire and the Creation of the Modern Middle East.
Wow, this is heavy summer reading.
Well, I do it in conjunction with a job. Now, when I go to the beach, I'm going to have to find something probably fiction and probably a little more fun.
Yeah, what, do you have a certain genre that you like?
I tend to read action, mystery kind.
Ah, mysteries are good for the beach.
Oh, they're great. And, you know, I like the Balducci, Halberstam, so I'll do that later.
So if you had all the time in the world,
yeah,
what would you read?
I would probably go back and reread the things that I have read before, but mostly because I had to before, the classics, you know, the Melville, Faulkner, that crowd. I love American literature especially.
Our summer reader, Brigadier General William Grimsley of the 4th Infantry. We reached him at Fort Hood, Texas. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This is NPR News.